Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo, let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on there. Let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog keeping it 100. Logo on the back, MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low-key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Don't say nothing. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. We be dropping. Bang, the tang, the tang, tang. Just act like you know and hold me stop.
Welcome to Stompin'. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hoppin'. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through Stompin', rollin' in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, creased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
We be dropping.
Bang, the tang, the tang, tang.
Just act like you know.
Next is some Jeremy Taylor, subbed as Weight Train. What's good, fellas? Why are so many dudes in AAA so small, like Adam Cole? Dude looks like an AIDS patient. Respectively, hell, even Gunther went from a big tub of goo to a looking chiseled and super lean. Why are guys so anti-weight regimen in AEW? Don't they know from an aesthetic and performance aspect, the stronger you are, the more physically fit you are, the better you can perform your craft? Lastly, this is for Conan Disco. What was your weekly training regimen like during your physical peak? I trained like five, probably weightlifted like 5-6 days a week. Like, we used to train a lot back then. Like, I would do like one or two body parts a day, just all mixed up. But we would, you know, we worked out a lot. Like, how many days a week were you working out of weights, Cody, when you were in
WWE? About six.
Yeah, a lot. So we're just always working out and working and partying, working, wrestling, and working out. That was basically the gist of our lifestyle. But guys are in the AEW are looking around and like, well, they're pushing Darby and Orange Cassidy, something. Well, why do I even have to work out? It's just a weird precedent when the most physically fit guys in the company and like the biggest guys are getting beat all the time.
I remember one time
Do you remember the basketball player John Sally?
Yeah.
And we were he went to Impact, okay? Because right. He worked for that damn Best Sports Show, whatever it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
With that fucking guy that was married.
Tom Arnold.
Yeah. Bro, that guy was literally sweating like nobody I've ever seen in his life. He'd be sitting there, and they actually had somebody with a fan on him at all times. Like, why are you sweating so much? Maybe because your inner core's 180 from all the coke? Nothing.
There it is.
But anyways, I wasn't a big fan of a lot of guys that were pushed during the steroid era that weren't that good. But I remember when John Sally was an Impact, he was like, why is everybody so small? You know? And I remember thinking to myself, I didn't tell him, I was like, yeah, because now smaller guys do better work. But at the end of the day, bro, if you don't look like a wrestler, it's hard to believe in you unless you're really good. You know, like when we go to, sometimes when we go to a press conference and we got big guys, even though they don't know who they are, people are like, oh my God, you know, oh my God, because they look, you know, they don't look like a normal person. You know what I'm saying? And that's always been part of the mystique of wrestling. What was it? Oh yeah. So we were working about 6 times a week. You know, before I started in wrestling, I was working out in the morning and in the evening. I definitely overtrained, and I was very lucky because the guy that taught me how to train was a Marine sergeant, and he went nothing but heavy. And we would go to a powerlifting gym at night. And so believe it or not, bro, I was doing I was doing 500 pound, chest, and I was doing 600 pound squats. And you know who actually squatted me once on my birthday with 600 pounds on my back? D.I.?
Yeah.
Black Magic.
Really?
Smiley, yes.
Interesting.
Norma was always jacked.
Okay, yeah, incredible. So from J.J. Claxton, what are your thoughts on the American people considering the soldier who burned himself outside the Israeli embassy to be a hero? Should we also consider the guy from Burning Man to be a hero also? Did you see this, Conan?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so there's a couple things in play here that I am very dubious of.
Right.
Number one, I'm wondering if this whole video is AI. Okay, because really? The guy, if you've seen videos of people burning to death, they're screaming in agony.
Yeah, this guy just stood there,
and he let
he screamed at the end. Yeah, he screamed.
But he's saying but he's doing free Palestine.
Free Palestine. Yeah.
While his face was burning.
Yeah.
Okay. And number two, who was taking the video?
He put his own camera down.
Oh, he did put his own camera down. Okay,
yeah, he was live streaming it on Twitch.
Oh, it was live. Okay. This definitely
happened because there's no way that you're going to go in front of the Israeli embassy and a Secret Service guy come out with a fire extinguisher. Another guy was pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
What do you think? This guy's going to rise like Michael Myers?
No, it's a threat. The guy's on fire. It's like, what do you,
and he,
you know,
well,
yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Did you say at the beginning that he's a member of the Air Force?
He was.
Yeah, he's in the Air Force.
He was in fatigues, dude. I like the part when he's standing in front of the embassy and he's like, yeah, you know, I'm not going to be part of this, you know, genocide thing. And then he takes off his hat and he puts on the gas thing and then he puts his hat back on. Like, right.
That's why this video, I'm just saying, number two.
Yeah, but bro, there's no way a Secret Service man's going to come out in front of an Israeli embassy and nobody would have called it out by now.
I'm saying the whole video could possibly be like a psyop, like an artificial intelligence, like an AI version of something that happened. I don't
know. Imagine how many people were either walking across the street, going by in a car when that happened, and they didn't see it. You know what I'm saying?
Here's my thing. Here's another thing, number two.
And aren't there cameras everywhere? This is an Israeli embassy, dude.
This is one of those things, Conan, where you say, not everything's a conspiracy. You know how you say that? Yeah, this is one of those.
Here's another thing. What I'm saying is, too, if this really happened, why is Twitter allowing it to be shown on its things? Doesn't the terms of service, you're not allowed to show death? Like,
They didn't show death. They just showed,
blurred.
The guy burned to death.
Yeah, but you didn't see him on fire.
They showed a little bit. Yeah, they did show him.
Oh, I thought it was a blur.
No, they definitely showed him.
I
have a hard time believing this is real is all I'm saying. If it is real, it's like, the guy's crazy. And everybody's saying this guy's a hero. And I'm like, how is this guy a hero? He killed himself. Like, people suicide themselves are heroes? That's the way the freaking, you know, suicide bombers think. Like, they're heroes.
Let me tell you what I think about this guy. He's not a hero. And if you think it's going to change anything or do anything, bro, there's a lot to live for. And if you're, was he even Palestinian? The guy was white.
He's an American.
He's a white boy.
Yeah. I will say this. Let me say my last statement on this, Joe. And you know this to be true. I'm a very big fan of the when people self-immolate. Is that the word?
Yeah, immolate, something.
Right.
Like
what a great word for Latino on a podcast. When the fire goes over.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Fire usually. Yeah, I was going to say he thinks, you know, people are saying martyr now, but no one's going to remember this guy's name. And remember the name of the person that burned himself alive in front of the Capitol last year?
No. But here's the point.
And did that change anything?
No.
I want to make a point. I'm taking the Burning Man off
the list and
putting this guy because this
why don't you add him to it?
This guy was not on drugs. Like the Burning Man was.
How do we know that?
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Well, maybe we don't know. Yeah, maybe he was on drugs. He was on,
Flocka.
No. Like prescription medication.
Probably,
I would say so. And you know, it's like this is going to be a very interesting election in November because a lot of the left is turning against Biden, and a lot of it has to do with this. This guy was a Democrat, and he's like, you know, I'm not supporting Genocide Joe and all that. Right. He's going to lose a lot of votes from young people influenced by this whole conflict. You know, Joe was sending troops and over there, and he's for terror and all this, and they're not going to vote for him, you know?
I just wonder, okay, somebody had this thing, like the Jeffrey Epstein stuff all circles back and is like still relevant today. Because like, what if, okay, you know, Epstein was supposedly Israeli intelligence, they were working operations. What if the whole point was for them to, you know, get politicians and, you know, put them in compromises and blackmail them to continue for our country to give them aid?
Sure. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Netanyahu is a dirty that guy's a. I mean, you see, bro, they're massively protesting that guy over there now. Like the people there hate him.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I still don't believe any of the information coming out of Israeli and the Palestine, because both sides, I think, are just giving out misinformation.
Well, what we can believe is that way they went in there and rocked that motherfucking place, bro. Yeah, they just destroyed it.
It's and you can't shame. Even really get like Jewish people to kind of like condemn that right now. Like they don't have a problem with it.
Right. Because they grew up hating them. Like, remember that video you saw? Yeah. The Palestinians talking about the Israelis, the Israelis about the Palestinians. And they're like, yeah, this guy's a fucking dog. And
Kids, too.
That's on his mother. And, you know, I was like, what?
Right. Yeah. Kids are talking about them like they're animals. Right. Like, yes. Like,
and
that's how you grow up.
Yeah.
And that's why it's divisive to the point where, you know, people who support Israel will say, oh, my God, October 8th, what a disgusting massacre, women and children. And then the Palestinian supporters will say, oh, they're going after Palestine. They're killing women and children. But neither side gives a fuck about the other side's women and children that got killed.
Of course not. You know that's the weirdest thing about it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I tweeted that through the beginning. It's like there's no good side in this. You have people, you have both sides that have no regard for the women and children of the other side.
Yeah.
No regard at all.
And
they die or like it's crazy.
Israel supporters, they're too hardcore, and Palestine supporters are too hardcore to the point where the Palestine supporters, Israel supporters will be like, hey, look at this video. They gang raped this girl and drug her by a truck. And the Palestine supporters, oh, that's a fake video. That didn't happen. Right. There's, you know.
You don't know what's real and what's not from there. It's all just information warfare, you know.
And the thing about kids and women, it's very touchy because you're in a war. Yeah, right. I mean, you know, it's shit's on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's number one. Number two, if you're bombing a place, you know, like a building, are you supposed to check to see if there's women and kids in there? Or you're at war, bro. That's the bad thing.
Right.
And I know there's rules, you know, like when you have prisoners of wars and stuff like that. But, bro, when you're at war, you just want to do the most destruction as quick as possible.
Right. It's war. It's really no good wars.
Right.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, and the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com, and don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid-type dreams. You're out like a light, and you wake up, and there's no fogginess. Or, like, if you use, like, some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy. But not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
And, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three, even, at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom.
Next is from Easton Axman, the subject is the schedule. Right now, WWE business is on fire, so of course you got to strike while the iron's hot. Cody Rhodes is being pushed to the top base on Love WWE TV right now, but I want to ask you three guys, is Cody's schedule too much? It's the 26th of February right now. FYI, payday is March 1st, so I will sign up to your YouTube membership.
There you go.
In the last week alone, Cody worked that great match on Drew McIntyre. He then worked the house show, loop for Raw, and even crazier than all that, he flew out to Australia on Friday night, did the semi-elimination chamber, then flew back out that night to America. That's like 28 hours of travel and 48 out of 48 for crappy
hours.
Segment 48 hours for a crappy segment with Grayson Waller. My question is, WWE having Cody do too much? When is he getting recovery time? When is he getting time to rest and make sure that he's in perfect shape for WrestleMania? To me, this is effing crazy to have someone do this match while also expect them to stay healthy. Oh my God, dude, you obviously do not know about the schedule. Their schedule right now is easy. We used to work 25 days a month and stayed in shape. And bro, you're down. It's like when you're traveling, most guys are sleeping on the planes too. Like everybody's, you know, this is.
Plus,
I almost want to give this guy a yellow card.
Let me just say, when you're whether you're a rock band or you're an MMA, you got to do promotion. That's part of the gig, bro. You know, you don't get a lot of sleep. You travel a lot, but you're also getting paid a lot. He's probably been up for the last couple of years with that AEW schedule. He knew what he was going to get into, and he was willing to do it. And he's going to get probably the championship at WrestleMania or in the future. And he's their top babyface. He's loving it, bro. He's loving it right now. Maybe in another 3 years, he won't be loving it as much. But right now, this is what he's wanted his whole fucking career.
Right. Next is from Anthony Hunt. Subject is TNA will surpass AEW. K100 crew, greetings crew. You need to check out No Surrender. Chris Sabin and Mustafa Ali had an instant classic. Their match outdid every match in Elimination Chamber. Ali is your new X Division champion. Rhea Ripley is lucky Jordan Grace would give her a hell of a match. This is reminding me of old school TNA. You guys review TNA, they look a lot better than AEW. Did WWE miss an opportunity with Ali? Sorry, misspelled Sabin. Sincerely, Anthony Hunt. P.S. How should the NBA improve the All-Star game? I just, right off the top of my head, the NBA should improve the All-Star game. Make it, bro, play $1 million a guy. Winner, like everybody gets, the winners get $1 million a man. And to see if they go play defense for $1 million out there.
That's a really good idea.
That'd be the best, the easiest way to do it, you know? TNA is not going to pass AEW, dude. Come on, they're like 700,000 viewers behind them each week. Like, come on.
Not only that, they're not in a big enough platform.
Right.
Yeah.
The problem with Ali was is that, bro, you can only push so many guys, you know, and he was in a place with a lot of talent, you know, so he needed to go out, you know, maybe make a name for himself, and then maybe they'll bring him back. Sometimes you got to go out and bet on yourself.
And Anthony, I know you're a Philly guy, so I wanted to say, obviously, Conan will be at WrestleCon, so go check out Conan. But also Thursday night, I don't know where you are in Philly, but instead of having my karaoke party, I'm canceling it, and I'm just going to glom onto the Meanie's party. So I'll be at McCusker's, and Blue Meanie will be there for Meanie Mania, Thursday night, WrestleMania weekend. So if you're close by, Anthony, come hang out.
Holy God. Next,
Meanie Mania.
From Raiders. Oh, go. You got the clip ready, Joe? This is hysterical. I don't know what Conan's
yeah.
Subject is AEW selling. Hey, guys, not to be the dead horse, but as two people in betraying wrestlers, please briefly dissect this clip. This is from Derek.
This is a gift, so it's going to continuously play, but you'll get that. You'll see it.
Oh, I saw this. This is hilarious. Yeah. This is fucking hilarious. I saw that. Who is that guy? Is that Bear Country?
Yeah.
Who was that? That's the fakest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, I think I have a reason, okay? All right, let's wait for it to get to the beginning. Okay. Billy does the famous, sir. He jumps up, jumps out of the ring, but his partner sneaks in. Maybe it was a blind tag.
Where's what? The tag?
There's no tag. Yeah. Tag. It's intentional to put the fresh man in. Maybe.
Oh,
that was,
come on, Joe. No? That's kind of stupid.
This guy had the idea to take the bump like that to be really animated and did it so
right.
He looked like an idiot, you know?
He probably got buried in the back.
He's trying to sell like Terry Funk. He's just still like all crazy.
That would be a Hennig flip. That would be a Hennig flip, you know?
Yeah, the four guys got to be so embarrassed. Like, is everybody, yeah. Like millions of people.
He's probably getting dragged on AEW.
Of course he is.
Oh, he's getting dragged? That's great.
He's got to be.
Right.
It's worse than that time the Dark Order guy was punching air with the close-up.
Right.
Remember that?
Oh,
first show. First show they ever did.
The next is a Rich Wong. I've never heard that name before. It's maybe the first time here. Subject is Jericho. What's up, fellas? Was listening to some old clips and came across one where Disco had one of the greatest lines ever. Jericho was talking about helping hurricane victims with food, water, and shelter, then said he thought that would be enough to get him off the Disco. Disco, without hesitation, said, "Why would you think that?" And then said, "If you could have prevented the actual hurricanes, I may be able to take you off the list. I'm aware of his various apology attempts. Anyway, my question is, did that stupid sanctimonious son of a bitch ever actually apologize?" So wait, who's supposed to apologize?
Jericho.
Jericho, did he ever apologize to you?
No, he did not. Right. He did not. Yeah.
Wait, I saw him apologize in person backstage at Fozzy, but he was going to finish, but then they pulled him on stage. You know, it was time to go. The concert was starting.
He never apologized, okay? Mm-hmm. And in his new book, he didn't retract the comments from the earlier book.
Yeah. Yeah, where he said you worked in a soup kitchen.
He called me a dweeb, too.
And he called you a dweeb because he said his wife you were there talking to his wife, and he was like, "Why do the hottest girls hang out with the biggest dweebs?" That's a quote, verbatim, slam.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitz was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party. And there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GDT-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz to board, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything. It enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So Get Blitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So Get Blitz at GetBlitz.com. Boom.
Next one's from the supervisor. And the subject is pro wrestling question. Hey guys, I just watched King of the Ring 1996, and the card is full of guys that was in WCW for. With Hall and Nash leaving for WCW, X-Pac and Ted on their way, Hogan and Beefcake already there. We always heard on WWE home videos that all WCW did was build WCW for former WWE guys. Vader, Austin, Mero, Dustin, Mick Foley, Jim Cornette, Michael Hayes, Triple H, and the Godwins?
The Godwins.
I guess he put Godones, so he just wrote Godwins. Was it WCW first or the King of the Ring 96? King of the Ring 96 card? Even in this day, you'll get people complaining that AWTNA in the 2010s is bringing in too many WWE guys. My question is, why is the WWE never held in standard? Why aren't WWE challenged? I guess I'll say by wrestlers, fans of dirt sheets in the 80s on bringing in too many AEW guys, in the 90s bringing in too many WCW guys, or the 2010s bringing in too many Ring of Honor guys. Bro, WWE's not going to get... WWE, what they did is they went through predatory practices, ran all the other promotions out of business because they took all their best talent to come work for them and give them more money. And that's exactly what still kind of happens today because WWE pays the most money and they do the best show. You know, you can sit there and say that it's a predatory practice, but everybody wants to go there. If you're a professional wrestler, like you strive to make it to that organization and make it to that level and be a WWE superstar, you know? So it's kind of catch 22. Yeah. Yeah, they do get all the guys from those other organizations, but they get the best guys.
Yeah, it's not looked the same because it looks like an upgrade. Like, for instance, when TNA brings in six guys that are freshly released from WWE, I'm saying back in the day, then it was looked at as like, oh, they're just hiring these cast-offs or these guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not WWE. It seems like a promotion, right?
Right. Perfect example. Like, everybody wants to go work in the NFL if you play football and you're rising up. You're playing high school, college, and you know, you want to be good enough to get to the NFL, right? The problem is, like, these other leagues open up and guys go there and play, and then the NFL finds the best guys to play in that league and get them too, because that's what everybody wants to do. Everybody wants to go to the WWE, most everybody.
Yeah, and that's not, and bro, and that's just business, you know. I mean, if somebody look at MMA, how many guys they got from Pride, from Strikeforce, from Bellator. It's an upgrade. More money, bigger, you know, it's an upgrade.
Right. Our boy Robert Frank. Back to he's actually getting healthier now.
Good for you, Robert.
Yeah. Somebody's AEW match outcome predictably. Hey, Kaywin, by the way, you can check, he's doing more content on his channels on Instagram and Twitter and everything. And so everyone wants to
his channel so people know.
Robert, what's the thing, Joe? Look it up. I think it's Robert Frank.
I think so, too. Yeah, make sure. Yeah.
Hey, K100, 99.99.
At Robert Frank 615 on everything.
Cool. Hey, K100, 99.999% of the time in AEW, you know he's going to win or lose before the bell rings. Why the F do all the matches have to be 15 minutes long? Wouldn't it make more sense to cut these matches to 4 to 6 minutes and feature more of the 4,000-man roster? It would leave more time for promos and threads throughout the show. Also, back in WCW, did either of you, Conan or D.I., smash Pamela Paulshock? Thanks to Robin from Robert Frank. But Pamela Paulshock ended up getting married to... Joe, look that up. She got married to a famous guy on TV. One of the game show guys. I never smashed her. I used to drive with her sometimes, and I used to like her, obviously, because she was hot, but she was kind of like an innocent, you know, I don't
an
know
outsider.
That crew, I don't know. Like wrestling, professional wrestlers are kind of rough around the edges. And, you know, I mean, she liked hanging out with us and stuff, but like, I don't know if she liked the business enough. You know what I'm saying? But she was
cool. She married Roger Lodge, who was an actor, producer, director from General Hospital and The Fan.
No, but he had the show, though. What show was Robert Lodge doing? It was a famous show.
Everything is one episode listed.
No, he had a TV show. It was like a freaking...
Celebrity Date? No.
No?
Trivial Pursuit on ESPN? No. Says ESPN Trivial Pursuit. No, that's the only show. That's the only talk show listed.
I know. He was on... Let me look this up. Roger Lodge, movies and TV.
The sports.
Oh, Blind Date. Blind Date.
Oh, okay.
Blind Date. Right. Yeah.
I remember. Okay.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it always seemed to me somebody that had been working in Hollywood and was using WCW to up her profile. Very hot in person.
Yeah. She never worked anywhere after, right? Nobody ever brought Pamela Paulshock in.
Now, this guy that he's talking about, why do the matches have to be 15 minutes and why don't they use more of the people on roster with shorter matches? I agree 100%.
Right.
Leave the long matches for the pay-per-view.
I mean, the amount of time that they waste on matches that you know what the finish is going to be just so the guys can do more work as opposed to doing vignettes for character development is just, it's the reason that their show is stuck in the mud, you know? So
look at this. This is like 5 years ago. But that's her with Kevin Nash today, or not today, but 5 years ago.
Oh, interesting. Where's that?
Still looking really good.
No, she would never ever become unattractive. There's no way. She was way too hot. Like I can't imagine any scenarios she would not have been attractive.
Yeah.
As she ages, you know.
Yeah.
She was like really hot.
Yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.